All right, welcome to 10 dozen minutes of me calling Jick on Skype because my dumbass forgot to call him before the show started. Let's see if he picks up, shall we?
Hello, sir.
Hey, sorry, I didn't... was busy doing many, many things. Ooh, that's a hurry.
Oh, something's wrong here.
Very. Let me see. No, that echo seems to have vanished.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
We'll yeah, you're there. Cutting out really badly. I don't know. Nobody here is running BitTorrent or anything, are they? Nobody at the office is downloading porn.
You failed.
Which would have explained it. I know. I'm the worst boss ever. It should be mandatory porn day on Mondays.
Take your porn to work day.
Yeah. I'm scrambling. I'm trying to fix the forums, which are what we in the industry refer to as all fucked up. It was Armex's fault. He posted something in the dev forum, and it deleted the whole thread that he was replying to, and then crashed the server. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my computer.
Are we broadcasting?
I'm pretty sure we're broadcasting. My computer...
We're podcasting?
Well, apparently we're doing that, too, against our better judgment. Let's see. My computer's just kind of randomly seizing up for a couple of seconds at a time. And I'm getting
the echo that I used to get, but it's, like, several seconds delayed. Wait, now it's almost instantaneous.
And wow. I can hear it, too.
Fantastic. Maybe with my... No. It doesn't help that my speaker's turned all the way off. None of them are pointed at my microphone. Wow, this is just like when we first started doing the show.
Yeah, and we have that nice echo effect. We should start talking about this Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! If anybody can hear us, what's going on with the forums is that... Apparently, I've been told this for a long time, you're not really supposed to run forums the way that we run these forums, where nothing ever gets deleted, because like the database stores like lists of words that it uses for the search function in this one table that has now gotten just gigantic and apparently gotten corrupted, and the normal methods of fixing the table don't work. We're not going to lose anything as a result of this, because there's got to be a way that it can be like rebuilt, or worst case scenario, I just empty it and the search only works on newer posts. I don't really know what's going on in the repair process. The quick one didn't work, and even the quick one on this takes a few minutes. So I suspect that this rebuild on this table is gonna last like an hour. I really feel like what happened is that it's just gotten too big, because it like they just sort of don't recommend that you don't purge old messages, you know?
Yeah.
They don't recommend that you don't purge. They recommend that you purge old messages. They don't not recommend that you fail to stop purging old messages. I really like, you know, having the forum posts from many years ago in there, and there being an archive of all this, because sometimes I glance through it and I think, remember when, then? And then I say, yes, I do remember when. That was the days.
Were the days?
Those were the time. That's being done now, and I think the forums are just going to be kind of janky and not probably allow you to post anything until this gets done. And I'm not sure if, I don't know if, like, shutting down the database server on the forums completely would make this run faster, but I'm afraid to, because I think it'll screw it up, and I'll have to start over. But it's currently at like 6,240,000 of 20,372,574 records. And I would say that it's been running for about half an hour. So maybe in another hour that'll be done. And then maybe at that point the forums will work. Maybe they won't. And at that point we'll figure out what's going on. But so we got bugbear messages. And I don't know what the last ones that we actually saw were.
Let's see, 11:21 would have been after last week's show. Oh, it would have been last week's show. Yeah,
11/21 was last week's show. So, and I didn't do any questions on my Thursday show at all, I don't think.
So let's jump to 11/22.
All right. Starting with Capriduel.
Capriduel. Usually with names like that, I can look at them for a while and see what they're getting at, but if you wish to enlighten us, Capriduel-1, give us a jingle.
Mm-hmm. Dear Jink, he says, the Gnollish Flyswatter's item description is very boring. Are you going to have a re-ramp of some of the older item descriptions to make it, say, more funny? Were we planning on... I think we do need to re-ramp some of those things because they have clearly jumped the shark.
Yeah. So we're going to get Scooby-Doo in here to do a re-ramp?
Yeah. Or perhaps Astro?
Yeah.
What is it? I've begun to understand what it must be like for other people to talk to us, Mr. Skullhead, because Armac has been here for the last few days, and he's unable to contribute anything to a conversation without it being a reference to a movie. And I think he's like us, just really specifically.
That must be obnoxious.
I said,
all the pop culture references flying about.
Can you do anything other than reference movies? And he was like, what, you mean like the kid in Rushmore? Which, I gotta hand it to him, that was pretty fucking clever.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm sure I know that the big rock description is super stupid, and I think it's just, this is a big rock.
Yeah.
I don't know, it might be worth it to make a pass through some of the earlier items. I feel like, you know, once we're at about 300 or 400 in the item IDs, there really aren't any throwaway descriptions.
Right.
But some of the early stuff, yeah. I maybe thought that more was less at the time, or that less was more.
And it seems like there was a minimalist idea of comedy, like, if you describe a big rock as, this is a big rock, that's kind of funny, because that's the way that cheesy role-playing games do things. But
right.
We may have evolved beyond that and need to add some smart ass.
People expect so much more about us. people seem to be excited about the... and too bad they can't talk about it in the forums. Ha ha ha. But the... we applied the pagination technique that was tested out by Xenophobe on the message system to the clan roster, which is something that people have been clamoring for lo, these many months. Ever since I changed it to where they weren't all on the same page. So now you can show like 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 clan members on one page, and you can easily jump to pages even at the end. Arcone says, if you think it's stupid when people are all like, Zom, your name is Chad Thompson, and your name is Juan Credenza, how come you try to hide your names and make it seem like a secret?
Have we tried to hide our names?
Not really, but I mean, we always, if I'm like, how you doing, Jost or Skullhead? I mean, Hwast or Skullhead? Because your name isn't Juan Credenza.
No. I would think it's more of a joke, really. I mean,
the reason that I do that is I don't want to get in the habit of using other people's names who people may not know. You know, and it's like we're in character. This is not Chad Thompson and Juan Credenza talking to you. This is Jick and Mr. Skullhead. We're totally different than the people that we are in real life.
Yeah, in real life, Jick goes around spanking people, and I go around talking about game mechanics.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So that's your idea of the best way to describe what the two of us do is you spank people and I talk about game mechanics.
No, that was from a couple of shows ago when. You were talking about, like, I heard in the room at KOLCon that you didn't go to, there was a lot of spanking, Mr. Skullhead, and I said, oh, in the room you didn't go to, there were a whole lot of people talking about game mechanics.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, there were, and it was a lot of fun. Invader Doom says, I love how items used in combat are now remembered, which actually... hey, that's cool. We should take away more features and then re-implement them so that people are excited about them being introduced.
Yeah.
But I find it kind of annoying how it doesn't remember if you try to use an item in combat but fail, like in the Naughty Sorceress fight, or, to a lesser extent, Xenuff, or the Boner Dagon fight. Yeah, that's a bug that we're aware of, and I just need to fix it. I'm sure that that's a really simple thing. It has to do with, I think... The that ability of bosses was tacked on to, you know, a script that has had a number of things tacked onto it over many, many years, and so I'm sure it was just something goofy that wasn't immediately obvious to Xenophobe when he redid it. I mean, the reason that the remembering items from that dropdown stopped working is because of some optimization that we did. We spent some time, it was like a couple weeks ago, looking at the output of like the slow query log from MySQL, because he was aware of this tool that I didn't know about that actually would sort of summarize that stuff and say, like, you know, all right, there, because I would just always look at the slow query log and it's like, oh, a billion slow queries. And I'd look at a couple and be like, huh, I don't know why that's slow. And like nothing that log is normally looking for actually applied to those, but then there was a way to summarize them and actually see what, like, which ones were coming up the most, and so we kind of went after those and found some little tricks we could do to take some of the strain off the database server, which is, I am now convinced our problem is no longer the database server, but our problem in terms of lag is now the web servers, and that makes me very happy, because the web servers are what's getting the most significant upgrade with the new server structure. I mean, the database servers are going to be, like, wicked powerful, but we've got it to the point where it's very easy for us to add more web servers. What are you chuckling out there?
Oh, the wicked powerful. I think you meant wicked powerful.
I think I meant hella tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Eagle says, "What do you think KOL is these days? A chatting game or a game that you actually play?"
It is many things to many people.
What's an eagle?
I don't know, but that is one dark angle.
I think that there is still a majority of players who don't ever go into chat. I mean, I would say that it's easily both of those things. I don't think you could say that it's a chatting game.
I mean, part of, I don't know, to a big extent, KOL is a single-player game with an online community attached to it. But, you know, then you got the mall, the clans, and the chat. Well, I mean, the mall and the clans are things that impact gameplay that are multiplayer.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I feel like the people who get really involved with the chatting are the ones that stick around longer, because you can only go through the ascension cycle so many times.
Yeah.
If you're just there for the gameplay.
Yeah.
But I think that people do it both ways, and
although I'm constantly surprised by the number of people who the first time they ever go into chat is because they get their veteran invite.
Hmm.
Like, apparently that's a big deal. Apparently veteran is kind of an irritating place because there are a lot of, like, chat noobs in there sometimes.
Right.
I don't know. I've heard that said. I don't think I've ever been in veteran except the first day that I made it. LOTE says, there should be a chat room where it is safe to complain about hard-ass mods. There is. It's called Everywhere on the Internet That Isn't Kingdom of Loathing.
Yep.
I mean, you know, if you have a specific complaint, tell us about it, and if you spell things correctly, we'll investigate it. yeah, I don't know.
It's not productive to have a bunch of people in chat talking about a certain mod being a bad mod or making a bad decision. It just isn't. Talking about it with people who are not in any position to do anything about it is just not productive. All it is just kind of sitting there bitching and moaning.
Yeah,
if you have a serious problem, you can send it to me, and I will look at it, I will check it out, and I will make a decision on it.
If you spell everything correctly.
Yeah. And
this is a new rule. I no longer want you to respond to any messages where everything isn't spelled correctly.
Okay, does that include messages from you?
What are you implying?
Well, you know, if you were to, perchance, to misspell a word in a message, am I then free to ignore it?
No. When for me, you have to send me a scathing correction of the spelling.
Ah.
And I wish there was a way in KMail for you to put red marks across commas and send it back to me. Yeah. Silliban says that comment makes him love his job. Although his the reports of the stuff that he has to deal with are probably more likely to be sent in by people who can't spell. I'm sure he gets a lot of reports of mutt lie abuse. Yeah. Like when you pour soap in your dog's eyes. I'm going to pretend I didn't say that.
That was a valiant attempt.
Not really. let's see. Bunny Up Andler says, shouldn't the dyspepsia and cloaca... What? Whoa, what the hell? Can other people hear that echo of me?
I hear no echo.
Wow, that was weird. Because I keep getting, like, flashes of my own voice several seconds later, and they're really, really loud. Hmm. We're up to 7,073,000 on these index rebuildizations. Tenurb say, let's see, will there be an option, or could there be an option for a fullness indicator and or a progress bar for them? No. Not going to give you a fullness indicator, because part of the game is figuring out how full different things make you. And it's a fun part of the game.
Everyone likes it. It's like the Trapsoar quest.
Yeah.
It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Riff and I figured out something that is going to be really cool for making the Trapsoar quest a little less tedious and boring. I just can't figure out how it's going to work technically without it being super complicated. That's the kind of thing that is why we never get any of the stuff that's been sitting around for a long time done, is because we think of something new and get really excited about it. Start working on that, then get it 90% of the way done, and then that becomes one of the things that's been sitting there for months without actually getting done. Like the new tutorial needs
model.
One adventure. That's the only thing preventing it from being finished up testing and rolled out and much better. And I should talk to you about that. The thing is, I'm trying to I had a couple of what I felt were pretty good ideas and good jokes for that stuff, and I got to thinking, you know, this is the first thing that new players are going to see, so I need this to be really good.
You got intimidated?
Yeah. I should talk to. I thought there was some guy who does a lot of writing.
Stephen King's going to write for us?
Ah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I saw. Does Stephen King have some new book out or something?
He had apparently a new book that really sucked, according to Boozer Bear.
It was really? What?
Some kind of detective noir novel.
Huh.
And,
well.
He's got a new horror book coming out soon.
See, I thought he was done.
He said that he retired and that he wasn't going to push himself to write a book a year.
Hmm. Is that what he was doing before?
Not really.
Because I thought it was more than one book a year.
And he's like, I'm retiring in that I'm going to write books and publish them when I feel like publishing them.
Oh, so like Thomas Harris retired before he even started writing.
Yep.
Because I think he's at pretty much like one book every 7 years. But so I bought some bookshelves for my repurposed office, which is now kind of like a den, I guess, upstairs. I call it a den because now it has bookshelves. I should put a fireplace up there, or alternatively, just wait for the woodpeckers to completely destroy my wall and just build a bonfire in the driveway.
Yeah.
There are now three bird-sized holes in the wall above my garage door, and very obviously, from the scurrying around, entire families of woodpeckers living inside my wall. It's really kind of obnoxious. And I don't know what to do about it now. Like, what I should have done is done something about it back when the woodpecker was just banging on the wall every morning at 7 in the a.m. and hadn't yet actually gotten inside and laid eggs. But I didn't, so now I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know if I should, like, cover up the holes and just let the baby woodpeckers starve to death inside the wall, because that's kind of, I mean, there is that cask of Amontillado in there, but I feel like they wouldn't really get it.
Being woodpeckers and all?
Yeah, you know. And Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're big enough that they could get out if I just, like, pound on the walls for a long time and then run up there and cover the holes up so there wouldn't be any woodpeckers there anymore. And, like, what if they left the stove on and I locked them out and then it ends up burning my house down?
Yeah, I mean, if cartoons have taught me nothing, or one thing, it's that dealing with woodpeckers is just going to always leave you your shit all fucked up.
Was that guy supposed to just be drunk all the time?
What, Woody Woodpecker?
No. The guy, I remember just some guy, and I remember him having a huge red nose and being clumsy.
Hmm.
Is that because he was drunk all the time? Like, the guy who was, like, Woody Woodpecker's nemesis. Or the guy whose nemesis was Woody Woodpecker.
I don't remember that at all.
He had, like, a walrus mustache, and I think he was always drinking martinis. Well, I'm just making that part up, but...
Right.
So, Hot Stuff, while he was out visiting, managed to slay one of the woodpeckers with that little airsoft pistol, which seemed kind of strange because he shot it and it flew off, and then like 4 or 5 days later, it turned up dead underneath the trash can.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not exactly sure. Maybe he coated the airsoft pellet with some sort of slow-acting poison. I'll have to ask him. And to be very careful... about shooting other people with that airsoft gun.
Right.
That
was a good story.
That was a sidetrack.
That's what this show is about.
I guess it is.
The tracks on the side.
Oh, let's see. LOTE says, the whitelist is great, but could you make it so it automatically removes their names once they join? That would really sort of defeat the purpose of having it for the people who asked for it. Because what I imagine most people are going to use the whitelist for is for people who want to be able to freely move between two clans, or, you know, more than two clans, and they'll, you know, be able to get in. And if it did that, then that would only work once. And basically they'd have to keep getting re-added to the whitelist, which would be just as irritating as having to be accepted into the clan every time. So, no.
Yeah.
Fineldar says, why is there still no way to send people an item that you have in Hanks during Hardcore or Ronin? That would be really useful. I believe that that is done on dev and has been tested and just needs to be pushed out, the sending stuff from the gift shop from Hanks. Maybe there are a number of things that have been working on dev for a long time that I think I may even push out, like, after the show. We finally got the got everything done for the Rafflebot analog.
Nice.
So the Thatchrift Casino will finally have a way for you to do... It was funny. Nightmare, who was recently added onto the dev team, was complaining in chat about how lame that game is. And we were like, yeah, well, you know, so was Rafflebot, but like millions of people, literally millions of people, Mr. Skullhead.
More people than play the game.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. Rafflebot's appeal managed to completely transcend its actual, you know, market. Anyway, but yeah, it's one of those things where I think you either really get into it or you think it's ridiculous.
Right.
But anyway, it's something that's I don't know. There's the Multizar's been saying that there are some issues with some people being like, hey, look at me, I'm Rafflebot. Send me your meat and we'll play a fun game. And then it turns out to be a game of yoink.
Yeah.
At that point, like, once we get that in there, you know, I mean, it's done. This was one of the things that did not even a little bit ever rely on me doing something to get it finished. So it actually got done in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
And, so yeah, I believe that's, been pretty much tested out DOS ass and, can roll today. I made the last couple of changes that had to be made to the rest of the stuff in there to do it. And
didn't we put in 3 or 4 games? I mean, that are
the
same, but different.
And Zeno grabbed your writing for those and actually coded it up to make it, you know, make the grammar change in response to the mechanics and stuff. And that was all that's all pretty good. And I think Riff apparently wrote one that was really grisly, so Zeno made it only come up some of the time instead of all the time. I don't really know. I haven't actually read it. I don't play that stupid game. It's completely pointless.
But it does have no future.
That is true.
That is a redeeming factor. It may be pointless, but at least it's not going to be around for a long time.
Yeah. So, yeah, I expect that the sending stuff in gift packages from Hanks will roll out tonight. Because that's been there and nobody's found anything wrong with it. And we'll see. I guess if there is anything wrong with it, it'll become obvious tomorrow.
Yep.
Whoa, what the hell happened here? Now, the table is not fixed because of errors. Thank you for being so specific, my awesome item check. I remember once when I had this job writing database code for the flight school up in Prescott, I made this this script that just did some utility stuff that it was never designed for anybody other than me to use, and you had to write an error handling routine, so I wrote something went wrong. And then after I quit working there, I started getting like bug reports from people who were like, this thing is saying something went wrong. What is it? I'm like, well, you know, the point of that is that you don't know. It suddenly became part of their like workflow to use this ridiculous thing that I wrote. That was a terrible story.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm afraid it was.
Say something funny, Mr. Skullhead.
I had sex with your mom.
Wearing
a clown suit.
Whoa, that is funny. You got me.
Well,
actually, I heard that she rejected you and that you cried the tears of a clown.
Hey, there was no one around when that happened.
Can we talk in anything other than song lyrics? You mean like that guy in Tommy? The song, not the movie? Redpot say, on the remove effect page, can we see how many SGEEAs we have left? Yeah, I don't see why not. SGEEA counts on this list of things that never get done. Huh, somebody's saying that they've been trying to donate via PayPal and it says there are errors. Do you have any idea when this will be corrected, sir? I don't know. I should check that, though. After the show, I guess. Ponjos says, Jick, with the listen command, can you let us select multiple channels at once? Example, /listen, radio, normal, PvP, and let it toggle them all at once. That would make things easier. I guess I don't see any reason to not have that work.
It's something that never occurred to me because I usually set up the channels that I listen to and just leave them for months.
Yeah, like, me too.
I
me
add
too.
Radio when I'm on the radio, but... That's only
pretty
one.
Much the only thing I ever do is switch between dev and lounge because I'm insular and masturbatory.
You don't listen to radio when you're on the radio? Oh, you can't read and talk.
Yeah, no. I only listen to radio chat while I'm like if I'm on the radio doing a music shift, which I, you know, like say once every 3 or 4 months, I'll cover a shift for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to radio then. And I usually listen to radio when Nama and Phoenix are doing their How to Find the Clit show. Because the chat gets kind of entertaining. Have you tuned into that at all?
No. I tend to not listen to the radio because I'm so particular about music.
Yeah. They don't play any music. They just talk about how to find their clits. Which, you know, might come in handy sometime. I don't know. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's the Urban Dictionary Show, according to Darman.
No, that'd be awesome.
Vlad Slipshod says, can you make it so the tiny plastic rares can only be taken out of the clan stash by karma-exempt clan members? Huh. I don't know. Do you think those things merit the zero auto sell status?
Yeah, I do think so.
Which ones are the rares?
Boris, Susie, Galsberg.
Yeah, I think it's just Susie, Boris, Galsberg, and that other guy. Sneaky
Pete. Four rares? Okay.
And the is the Hermit a rare, or is he not so rare?
No, I think he's an uncommon. Chichiri says, is there any chance we could use a sell all but one option when selecting multiple items in the new sell stuff screen? I don't see any reason not to. I think it was omitted because it was kind of confusing. Well, right, it was omitted because that got pushed out way before it was finished, and we hadn't actually spent any time, like, trying to figure out what would make it better. But, yeah, I actually keep forgetting about that, because I don't think there's an item on the big collective to-do list that we never update for that. But, yeah, that will definitely probably maybe change to some extent. But, yeah, I feel like that would be useful. What I would kind of like, and most of the dev people seem to disagree and say that this would be really cumbersome, is I would like to see the sell stuff screen just be a two-column list of every item that you have with checkboxes next to them, and divided up into sections, you know, like into the same sections that the inventory is divided up into, and then each section have a little select all thing that checks all the boxes, and then at the bottom have a sell all but one, sell all but none, which is the same as sell all.
Yeah.
I don't know, like everyone that I talk to about that is like, that's a horrible idea, and I'm just like, but I want it. But then again, I'm the only person on the dev team who has never played this game,
right?
So it's like. Yeah, RMX is just a choice between alphabetical and categorized, which, yeah, I mean, I could see how, yeah, but I don't even know, then, like, I mean, maybe a choice between alphabetical, categorized, and compact would have it work the way that it is now. It could default to categorized, because everyone has to do what I say, unless they do something different, but they have to actually actively do something different. I just feel like, on a hardcore run, it would be incredibly useful to be able to go through, say, all of your equipment and then hit sell all but one and do that in three or four clicks, because you never need extra equipment in a hardcore run. You'll never need more than one of anything, you know?
Right.
I just feel like there's a lot of stuff like that. I mean, you know, to be able to have a booze section where you click sell stuff, you click one thing that says select all in this category, and then you click the sell all button. So if you're on a teetotaler run, like, with three clicks, you can just auto-sell all your booze for the day. And that's why I think that would be good. Maybe people will chime in. We generated a lot of traffic with a lot of radio bugbear traffic with our talk about the Harry Potter magic system.
Which we probably shouldn't address, really.
We probably shouldn't. I did watch the first Harry Potter movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, parts of it, because the pretentious artist his obsession with Harry Potter has been kind of reinvigorated lately. He got them all on, like, MP3 CDs and has just been listening to them over and over and over again, like, the entire series, like, several times, just while he's working on stuff.
Hmm.
And it's getting kind of creepy.
I could see that, though, because when you listen to an audiobook and you're doing something else, you don't really pay attention to big chunks of it.
Yeah, I could see wanting to have something playing that you were already familiar with, but still could pay attention to it if you were in the mood to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if those can be ripped. Not that I would take money from J.K. Rowling.
No, I mean, the thing is, I think he just got them from BitTorrent. I mean, they're not audio CDs, they're CDs with MP3s on them.
Yeah, I've been seeing those for sale, though.
Really?
Like, there's a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that's all... It's on, like, two CDs instead of 12.
I don't think the CD player in my Suave Mobile supports that. Which is irritating.
You'd
think
it would. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, although I don't know that I've ever seen a stock audio system for a car that would play MP3s, except in, like, maybe Volkswagens are, like, advertising, hey, we're hip. You can put an MP3 CD in here.
The Mini plays MP3 CDs. Stop.
Wow, great.
Yep.
Fantastic. Hmm. Inari says, checkbox system, please, please, please. See, Inari likes me.
Inari loves me.
Xenophobe just flipped me off. It's not my fault that Inari likes me instead of you. I mean, it kind of is my fault for just being cool. But, I mean...
You can't blame a guy for that.
You can't. You know what? My Suave Mobile does have those, a tape deck, so I can just drop this up from my iPod.
Yeah.
And, plug it in that way, instead of using your retard radio method.
Apparently, now that I completely gave up on that, the new iTrip uses some kind of in-between the frequencies technology, so you don't have to have a blank station.
Really?
Yeah, which would have completely solved every problem that I had with it.
Huh. That's interesting. It would seem like you wouldn't be able to successfully tune, like, a digitally tuned radio to it.
I don't know. They said there was some kind of thing that it would broadcast that would override the elves and gnomes.
Hmm. Yeah, I still don't really understand how radios work. I know that you can apparently make one out of a crystal, which tunes you into some sort of mystic soul vortex that powers your tin can speaker.
Well, you have to start with a dark crystal, and then you have to stick a shard of a light crystal in there.
Oh.
And then...
How did you identify which shard, though? It depends on what songs you play, right? On your radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny G sounds about right. So does Kenny G really know how to do some kind of circular breathing where he can play a single annoying note on a single annoying saxophone for like 15 minutes?
That's what I've heard. So, it was a featured story on the old Daily Show back in the day.
Hmm.
Why don't we ask the internet?
I've taken to calling it the Intertron. That's what all the funny kids say.
Has that, is the Intertron the new Intarweb?
Intarweb, yeah, I guess it is.
Many great wind instrument players, such as Miles Davis and Kenny G, the only time Miles Davis and Kenny G are going to be used in the same sentence, with great and players, plural, use circular breathing.
Hmm. And I thought it was just for hippies fucking around on a didgeridoo.
Jesus, he played that note for 45 minutes. I mean, so what? Yeah. You would think after, like, 5 minutes you'd made your point.
Yeah. What song did you play?
To open the show, Mountain Goats.
Oh, wait, I think this was a question talking about... I finally made good on my threat to play Alice's Restaurant in its entirety.
How long is that?
18 minutes and 34 seconds.
Wow, it's longer than I would do anything for love.
And just, it's so good, though. I had forgotten that it was a Thanksgiving song when I played it on Thanksgiving. Like, well, I mean, it is not really a Thanksgiving song, but it does have, you know, it talks about Thanksgiving in the beginning, and I just always forget about it. Like, what's amazing to me is I don't normally like, well, I don't know that I would say I don't normally like stuff like that. I can't figure out why I like Alice's Restaurant, because I wouldn't listen to a song that was just the same guitar riff over and over again for 18 minutes, and I wouldn't repeatedly listen to, like, a single 18-minute comedy routine.
Yeah.
But something about it just makes it so friggin' satisfying.
Hmm.
You know, I thought for my entire life that Arlo Guthrie was dead, but he's totally not. He's still got his whole career ahead of him, if he's looking backwards.
Yeah. He still records occasionally, but...
I don't know why I thought he was dead. I think I thought he died in a motorcycle accident, but then maybe it was just that because of that song.
Mm-hmm. Like when Meatloaf drove his motorcycle off that cliff, and somehow it always just comes back to Meatloaf.
Yeah, I guess it does. I think it's because he's such a fat dude that he has his own gravity.
Hmm.
So that everything just moves toward Meatloaf. You get this kind of blue shift. Did Meatloaf ever sing any songs that had blue in them?
No.
Maybe the dashboard lights that he could see paradise by were blue.
Okay, this is weird. So I went to allmusic.com and saw that, hey, The Darkness has a new album out, and clicked on it and said, overblown yet slight ballads such as Blind Man and Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time sound too much like stale Meatloaf. It always comes back to Meatloaf.
Huh.
I wasn't even looking for the Meatloaf.
That's weird. I wonder if they've changed from being a band that sounds exactly like Queen to a band that sounds exactly like Meatloaf?
Well, I mean, Queen and Meatloaf, and you're going to disagree with me on this, I know, have a lot of similarities.
Really?
Yeah, kind of big, bombastic, operatic, Wagnerian deal is something that I would say. Like, the difference between Bohemian Rhapsody and Anything for Love is that you like one more than the other, but they're kind of in the same genre.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I don't know that I would agree with that, because the things that I like about... I mean, I'm not even that big of a fan of Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, I would not put that in, like, my top even, like, five or six Queen songs, I don't think. Just because, to me, it's kind of just more of a gimmick than a song. But, like, it changes a lot over time, and I Would Do Anything for Love is just the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, the instrumentation of Bohemian Rhapsody changes dramatically from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, I mean, it has different sections that have different tempos and styles, but, like, Anything for Love, when they repeat, they're always adding instruments and are taking them out. And that's something I don't think you perceive or is enough of a difference.
See, I would say that I Would Do Anything for Love has a lot in common with November Rain, because they're both incredibly annoying.
I like November Rain.
I like the one part where Slash is suddenly all like, whale, 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 shred, shred, whale, whale, shred, shred. Like that on his guitar. He's all wailing and shredding.
Yeah. He was
on the whammy bar, ar.
I think we're in imminent danger of turning into Beavis and Butthead here.
we found out when Beavis and Butthead was on, like, syndication on MTV2, and our plan was to every night have company Beavis and Butthead hour, but we sort of just didn't. And we watched it once, says Riff. That's about how we that's about how we work here. Bunny Up Antler says, according to Xenophobe's profile, his favorite thing to drink is asbestos ore. That explains a lot. Just kidding. Less than threes, you know. Yeah, that was a side effect of Xeno having a project where he had to work on the consumption tables. I mean, it's the same principle behind, you know, me having drunk an NO beer and a Notorian battle scar. But. Dr. Bruiser says, why is the Boner Dagon necklace a meat paste item and not a jewelry making item when they're both missed sign possibilities? That is an excellent question. The reason I made it meat paste instead of jewelry crafting was because I was thinking, well, what if you're not in Canada, but you can't get it unless you're in Canada. So, yeah, okay. Boner Dagon necklace fix you. Bunny Up Antler also says, is it theoretically possible to beat the tower monsters without using the right item if you were level 255 and had nearly all the reagent buffs? I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't believe you could get your muscle high enough to be able to hit them, because, I mean, it's, I forget what it is. I mean, I think their stats are like 99999 on both power and defense.
Oof.
But, I mean, if there was, I would just give them a billion hit points, and it would only work once.
I think it would be funny to see somebody try and take down a... and just do away with the turn restriction on those fights. And if you can hit them for one hit point, and you want to click the button a million times... we should let them beat the monster.
Yeah, yeah. And it would drop nothing. And zero meat. Gorblack says, there's a rumor that the platypus sign, quote, helps tip the RNG in your favor, unquote. Is this true? You know, I can honestly say that I do not have a goddamn clue what any of the zodiac signs do. Because I feel like they weren't even written down anywhere when we put them in. Zeno says he used to have them written down, and I think maybe some of the other testers, when we were first talking about them, had them written down somewhere. Maybe there's a list somewhere, but I...
The drop-down box, you should tell me, but even
Oh, he says the drop down box used to tell you what they did, but even still, it didn't actually say specifically what they did. I remember being purposefully vague, even when it did give descriptions. But those are just all hard coded in, and they're all like if sign equals number, then do this. And I have no idea what they are. Like, I just had a chart next to me while I was doing that. So, like, I seriously, yeah, didn't. Oh, Shadowslight says I decided not to make the Boner Dagon necklace a jewelry item, as that would spoil what you needed to do with it. Because there's only so many options there. But I mean, I honestly feel like the number of people who find the vertebrae and don't know what to do with it, you could count on one hand, because most people are going to find that by having it spoiled. Because the odds of you just happening to, you know, have circumstances set up such that that drops from him are so slim. I was really surprised that those all got found as fast as they did. Although once one of them got found, it made sense that they would all get found. But, yeah. Super Moor says, if I paid you $50, would you give me the player ID 314-1592? No, you'll just have to wait until 2,700,000 and change players get made.
Player number 314 is not active. 314-15 is not active. Unless the who is doesn't work with player IDs.
No, I believe it does. I remember somebody telling me that it didn't, but I just did a who is 1 and it gave me check. Gore Black says, "Harken back to 2003. If you knew everything you know, if you knew then everything you know now, how would KOL be different?" Huh. I don't know. Black Sunday would never have happened, which probably would mean we would have gone broke. Some people theorize that if Black Sunday had never happened, that it would not, at present, be worth it for people to donate money to get meat.
Huh.
Although, I don't agree with that, because it would just be less meat. You know, although I guess people wouldn't donate for, like, the kind of meat you could make in a week of farming, where they would donate for the kind of money you could make in a month of farming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to look back and say what should have been done differently, because everything that we know now depends on everything happening the way that it did. So, I mean, it's... I don't know. Like, I'm trying to... I don't know. I really can't think of I don't have a good sense of what I would do different if I just suddenly went back in time.
I think you would have read the confirmation box, though.
No, certainly. And by the way, that we're going to be set up on the new server such that that is no longer possible. Like, there will be a way for me to work on stuff without being in there as the account that has the privileges to drop the database.
Yeah.
So even if I do try, it just won't happen.
I don't know. Do you think that we would have started earlier on doing the co-location thing? If we could go back and start it earlier? Or did we really have to get to this point?
Well, I don't know. I mean, with how much it's costing, it would have been terrifying to do this a year ago.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. Like, I mean, the thing is, it's like, this sort of happened organic. Like, every once in a while, you know, the player base grows, it gets to the point where there are so many people playing that it's unplayably slow, and then we figure out what we have to do to fix it and increase capacity. And before, it was always just like, oh, okay, so it's like disk access on these include files that's causing the problem. You know, so that made it so it no longer got too slow when 300 people were playing, you know. So then later on it was like, well, I wonder what would happen if we added more web servers connecting to the database server. And so that went from, you know, 600 to like 1,500 people. And then it got up to 1,500, and it's like, I am out of ideas. And it's really only been like that for like a few months, you know, and it just, it took, like, I don't, I mean, Even knowing everything a year ago that I know now, I still wouldn't have really known enough to make this happen. Because I don't know enough. I just had to wait until I found people who did know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could have started looking earlier. Like, if you think about it, I mean, all of the things that we've had to do over the process of getting the ball rolling on this, like, no individual one of them was particularly complicated or hard. It just was sort of like, a lot of it just relied on kind of being in the right situation at the right time to just be able to be like, okay, well, you know, hey, does anybody know who we can call to talk about this? And then getting, just happening to get the exact right suggestions, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's theoretically the database servers will be shipping tomorrow, and I've been in touch with the guy whose name is Jeff, who is setting up the boxes. Apparently, the web servers are pretty much done being set up. We got communications crossfire-age and didn't end up ordering a dev server.
Ooh.
I mean, not that that's important or anything. Yeah. But we're getting the dev server from the local place that delivered the other machines in, like, a couple days. So, like, I think if that gets ordered within the next couple of days, it's not going to delay the entire project by any amount of time at all. But that's where that's at. I didn't hear anything out of it. Like, kind of nothing happened on really basically Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Like, the guy who's my main contact at the integration place was just out of town, presumably for, like, Thanksgiving vacation for most of last week. So, and I didn't get anything back today, but I don't know that I had anything out there waiting for him. No, I did. I'd requested a quote on a cheap machine to use as the dev server. Also, I mean, if it comes down to it, we can go to Fry's and build a $500 machine in a regular case and just set it on top of the rack to use as the dev server. I mean, I don't want to do that because I want it to look all Star Trek-y in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'd rather have somebody else build a nice rack mount server. I can't wait to go down there and see it. It's going to be so pretty.
Am I allowed to say, man, that's a nice rack?
You are. You are. And we're on the bottom half of the rack, so when I bend over to actually look at the machines, you'll be able to say, and a nice ass to go with it. Because you don't care about the rack.
I care about the people who are dying every day in the rack.
And I don't think that's the rack so much, it's just a rack. Should we take Zor or break Zor?
Sounds good. I've got... 3 player-made musics up for our listening enjoyment tonight. Actually, I should add in one more because I just realized I'd only given us like 7 minutes.
Well, all right.
So, yeah, I will do that. Here's Lilac with his new song, An Adventurer Is You.
Yeah.
Farmed my scrolls. You must be strong as the raging Baal. to tell the sad day from the moon. Now the tavern's done and you are still alive. When you fight the goblins, you just might survive. Yet you got a shore and farm for ore. Your ascension's overdue. But then some an adventure. As a raging bay of land, we gotta make all the ladies swoon on land. With magic better than copper fields, and be able to tell the sad day from the moon. Get our clan. We must be strong as the raging bay of land. We gotta make all the ladies swoon. Get our clan. With magic better than copper fields, and be able to tell the sad day from the moon. What is this real life?
Wow, so apparently I added a file that didn't exist to my playlist. Sorry about that. Are you back with us yet, Jake?
I am, yeah, sorry. I didn't have my mic on. I'm messing around with the database server on the forums. God darn it. And con damn it.
Yeah, so I was planning on playing another one of DJ Freemason's songs, but I wonder if iTunes has some kind of hang-up about ripping CDs that are more than, apparently, 19 tracks. Because they ripped 19 of the tracks off of that CD and then stopped.
I don't know what iTunes does, because I wouldn't use them, filthy motherfucker.
But music organization is good. Database access is good.
Yeah, well. You know what else is good for organizing files? The Windows file system.
Yes, and the iTunes stores them in the Windows file system and then puts a database on top of it so you can search it. It's handy.
Yeah, and so that you can perform actions on it that you have no goddamned idea what it's doing.
No, if I change the name of a song, I know it's going to change the name of the name of an album on an MP3 file. I know it's going to change the name of that folder. I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Sorry. So I need one more. You want to answer a question or two while I spend another 30 to 45 seconds digging with this thing?
Surely. Let's see. Gorblax asks, what is the deal with an item that hasn't yet been implemented? We had kind of an abortive attempt at a Thanksgiving event. It just never really came together. And we are going to probably throw that content in elsewhere. If you have one of those, you shouldn't, you filthy exploiter.
You can't have it. But, I mean, you might have eaten one while it was in the restaurant, but you can't actually get the item.
Ah. So, yeah. If it showed up in any place, it's content that will probably show up sometime down the road in actual gameplay as an item drop.
Wow, this sucks. I cannot figure out how to fix this. Maybe I should just, I don't know. Do you think it's more important that the show go on or that the forums not be down for another hour?
I don't know. I think if we were to ask Freddie Mercury, he would tell us that the show must go on.
Right. But if we were to ask Joe Bob McForum Loverman, he would be disappointed.
It's a shame there's no We Should Fix the Forum song.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
apparently what people heard about 2 seconds of before I realized what was going on is Lex recorded a version of Bohemian Rhapsody that's KOL themed. And that'll be our outro this evening.
Well, if somebody could just record a version of Anything for Love that was KOL themed.
Way back in the day, I wrote an entire set of alternate lyrics for I Will Eat Anything for Lunch and performed it to the delight of many of my karaoke friends. And in other news, I'm a big old dork.
Yeah. You know, it goes beyond dork with your karaoke fetish.
I don't know. I don't bring a folder full of karaoke CDs to my karaoke stint. You know, I own one karaoke CD that's actually not really a karaoke CD. But I have seen the face of karaoke dorkdom, and it is frightening. You know, people who have, you know, 20 CDs that they bought for $20 a piece that have all the songs on them that they want to sing. That's kind of scary.
That's almost $40 worth of karaoke, Mr. Skullhead.
20 discs at $20 a disc?
Almost 40.
Yeah, wow.
You heard me.
In the same way that 100 is almost 5?
Yeah. Actually, in the same way that 100 is almost 10, if you want to get technical about it.
I just assumed that the parameters were malleable.
Oh, well, they're not.
No. Okay. So Mr. Salty,
What is the verb that malleable is based on?
To
mally.
to mall. yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's a Spanish equivalent.
I can't so much hear the things that you're saying. I don't know if it's broadcasting clearly and just being cut out when I hear it, but it's like a bad cell phone connection.
I would assume that somebody that I have on AIM would have told me if that was happening.
Yeah, well, now it's not happening even to me anymore. So, WTF, over. Or might. I found out that the people who did that end of the world animation are apparently not Group X that did the Mario Twins thing, even though it sounds like they are. That made me kind of confused and also sad.
Right there.
There are flies everywhere, Mr. Skullhead. It's like in Creepshow, except instead of cockroaches, it's flies.
Right.
And I'm about to open my mouth and nothing is going to come out except flies. And by flies, I mean horrible attempts at jokes.
Well, the bonus of making prophecies like that, fairly easy to come true.
These are like the laziest flies I've ever seen, too. Like, I was sitting on the couch the other day, and a fly landed on my hand, and I moved my hand to get the fly to fly away, but it just, like, fell off of my hand into the cushions of the couch.
And is that like, because of the copious amounts of marijuana that you guys smoke constantly in that office?
Why does marijuana make flies?
Marijuana makes everything lazy.
Oh, it makes flies. Okay, I see. It's making the flies lazy. We don't smoke marijuana at the office.
I don't. None of us smoke marijuana, kids. We just joke about it.
Yeah.
Inari suggests that it's from mollify. Has the same Latin root. Or apparently not suggest, but can actually back up that mollify and malleable have the same root.
Huh. But what does mollify mean? I thought that meant like...
To make soft.
To assuage.
Assuage?
Or assuage.
Assuage.
How do you pronounce that word?
I prefer assuage.
Yeah? Because you like that French, don't you?
I'm freaky like that.
What does m-w.com say?
I wish that I could connect to either dictionary.com or m-w, but I apparently just can't.
Assuage, also assuage or assuage. What's the A with an umlaut on the dictionary thing?
I think it's pronounced...
A swoosh.
Yep.
Oh, nice. It's like that's like one of those clicks.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta get in the back of your throat. Kind of like I did with your mom earlier this evening.
Great. Wow, now I'm trying to listen to the pronunciation and it's just not having it. We gotta get that corporate membership to the premium M-W service. Oh, but now Internet Explorer has crashed. Beautiful. So I wonder if I'm going to... Well, no, this one appears to still be working, and this one appears to still be working. So, hey, good deal. All right, I'm going to say that I'm not going to work on the forums until we're done with the show, because this is just too distracting. hey, cool. Internet Explorer wasn't broken enough to not have some fucking pop-up ad.
My silence on the issue of Internet Explorer is, I hope, deafening.
Yeah, you know.
So a naked Jew repeats that the terrarium button should say thy, not thine. Thine means yours. Thy means your. Equip your familiars well equals equip thy familiars, not thine. Unless, of course, you are making it wrong on purpose to have just kind of a funny parody of biblical speech, which is, as I said, wrong on purpose.
It smells like somebody's cooking beef stew. I don't understand why the office suddenly smells like beef stew. Mr. Salty says, the plural of fez is feces, the plural of red rum is red's rum. Where were you edumacated? I was actually raised by wolves. and didn't get into your educational system until well past college age.
Yeah. And I was born in a barn. And so not only do I constantly leave my barn door open, but I don't know anything about how to make plural and...
I was educated on the streets. Like, I was the kind of G like little homies want to be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers at the streetlight. Please, streetlight, teach me how to pluralize things. And it just didn't answer.
Yeah. I went to the School of Hard Knocking, which was a German school. So I have no idea how to make plurals in English. I'm sorry, I have no idea how to make plurali.
Plural in English.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's not even that simple. It's retarded. German is a frustrating language. So many things about it are just so... They make so much sense compared to English. Mm. But then so many things are just equally ridiculous and arbitrary. I remember seeing some essay Mark Twain wrote about how incredibly frustrating it was to him that nouns have genders in German and that there's no rhyme or reason to the assignment of genders to nouns. And that was something that always made me really angry when they would mark it off on tests. Because even Germans don't know. Like, I feel like Germans like us know, and that's really no way to justify that, you know?
Right.
Because, I don't know.
I mean, it's... Even in Spanish, it's just this arbitrary system that if you're born Spanish, you kind of pick it up as you go along, and if you're not, then you just have to memorize them, because there's no way that you know whether a desk is masculine or feminine by analyzing its components.
But, I mean, at least in Spanish, there's, you know, something that ends with an O tends to be masculine, something that ends with an A tends to be feminine.
Yeah.
And I don't know that, I don't really remember if there are any such analogs in German. I really don't think so. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Because I got to thinking, like, should, if you're learning a foreign language in a college, should it be graded more harshly than, like, say, a sixth grade writing assignment by a native speaker in that language?
That is a ongoing debate. When I took linguistics, we touched on that some, talking about how the way that you acquire a second language is so foreign to the way you acquire a first language that it's like, I don't know, comparing calculus to freshman composition.
But it's also, I mean, it's not so much foreign because of the methodology. I don't think it's foreign because when you acquire your first language, your brain is just a completely different thing than it is, like, when you're in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you pick it up by interacting with people, pretty much. And you learn the rules intuitively.
And they try to do that in you know, college language. It was more like that in high school. You know, like in high school, there's just entire classes where you would just talk back and forth, you know?
Yeah, but you also start by learning all of the rules. Or at least I did. So it's completely the other way around from learning a first language.
Huh. I mean, I don't know that... I mean, I guess you... The way that I've always seen foreign languages taught, I mean, based on my experiences with high school Spanish and college German, is like... You learn the rules as you learn the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, you know? I mean, it's not like you learn all of the grammar and then you learn how to fill it in with words. I mean, it's all just like... That was what always screwed me, because I actually, it allowed me to get good grades in German without actually learning to speak German even a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had... You know, German grammar is basically the same as, like, Old English grammar. Mm-hmm. And people who hadn't read enough... You know, Dungeons and Dragons crap and or Shakespeare to have a good sense of, like, you know, there's three different words for where, which actually correspond to where, whither, and whence, but nobody knows what the fuck whither and whence mean.
Yeah.
So it's hard for everybody else. And so I was able to skate along and get decent grades without ever knowing any of the vocabulary. So it was fun trying to write stuff.
See, there was something here that I wanted to talk about, and if I can get that window back. Oh, yeah. So, Susie asks, can the KOL store send out gift orders? I don't think we want to get into wrapping stuff, but I'm sure that Zlania could throw a message in the box that says, "Happy Crimbo from this KOL player to you."
Hmm. Did you say, "Can the candy store?"
No.
What did you say?
What did I say?
It sounded like candy store. Can the candy store send out gift packages? And I had no idea what you were talking about.
I said, "Can the KOL store send out gift orders?"
I think you said candy.
Well, when I think of candy, I think of KOL, because both of them are sweet and devoid of nutritional content.
Speaking of which, we might be in some trouble, Mr. Skullhead.
Why is that now?
Okay, so did you hear about the radio-KOL domain issue?
Yes.
All right, so AOL apparently had some kind of notification set up for when that domain expired, and they immediately bought it.
Yeah.
So basically, never getting that shit back. And I don't know, and I'm pretty sure they launched this after we, you know, were already established, but their whole KOL kids online thing,
right?
They've apparently been doing that for a while, and I'm getting kind of worried that that's going to affect us. Although we don't ever officially call it KOL anywhere, and the places that we do reference it that way could very easily be changed.
Right.
And I wouldn't think they could do something like, well, you're not allowed to let your fans call it KOL because, I mean, the fuck we're not, you know? What are we supposed to do about that?
I wonder if, well, I'm sure they've already got the trademark. I think that the most that they could do is say, like, come to the radio people and say, you have to change this to Radio King of Loathe or something. Or
AOL's
a thing
KOL,
on the site.
However, is like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's the 15th Google search result for KOL.
Uh-huh.
And whereas we're the first. So I feel like they're never going to make that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if England can't beat us on Kingdom just because so many people have websites about us.
Yeah.
That, yeah. I don't know. I feel like it just makes me a little nervous, you know?
Yeah.
Just sort of brushing up against the sort of sleeping giant like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it shouldn't.
Now, I would think that the worst that could happen is we'd have to have something on the Radio KOL page that says, this site is not affiliated in any way with America Online, nor do we ever want you to think that we are.
When you were reading the question from a naked Jew, you didn't continue to the end where it says, and I less than 3 jicks short cock.
Hmm. I figured that didn't have
Jew?
Much bearing on anything.
Huh. Well, yeah, you would think that. Doesn't bother you that I have a tiny dick.
No, it just makes
your mom.
Makes it easier for the butt sex.
Yeah. Although the fact that it's 14 inches in diameter makes it a little harder.
Yep. The tuna fish can, we used to call him.
I think that when you order stuff, going back to Susie's question, I think that when you order stuff, you can specify a different shipping address than your billing address.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put in the notes, I mean, we do read the notes because sometimes people will say stuff to me, and I know Zly always sees it. Like, if people I know order something from the store, they'll frequently drop a note in there, and I always see them.
Right.
So I know that she reads those. I know they're on the things that she prints out to go through, like, to use as, like, a packing slip.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. I mean, I think that's probably okay. But, although, she did say something about, just because of the way that, especially with the international stuff, that if you want orders delivered by Christmas, you need to have ordered them, like, a month ago.
Right.
I honestly feel like she was going to say that we can't guarantee any. Or, I mean, we can't really guarantee anything's going to get there by Christmas anyway, because there are a lot of things that happen in the depths of mailing stuff that we have no control over. But I think she was going to say that sort of like Thanksgiving was the cutoff. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's at the point where she's handling the orders as they come in, so that's good. So it should, you know, be all right.
You know, that's funny. We have an entertainment lawyer that we can talk to, right? We have an established relationship with a
yes.
lawyer. Lusty Pirate Wench says, if we've been using the Radio KOL actively for the last year, which we have, you can get a lawyer to send them a quit order, and I'm pretty sure you may be able to get it back from them. which, I don't know, that's kind of poking the giant with a sharp stick.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I don't think that really, I don't think anyone involved in that would agree that it was worth, you know, $200 an hour for us to deal with that, you know?
And they have Radio Free KOL right now.
Okay.
So that.
And Naked Jew asks also if either of us are likely to come to the New York City KOL get together this January. I am almost certain that I will make it to that.
That's the New Year's thing?
No. It's. I think it's on. I'm going to be in the area from like the 5th until sometime after that. And so it's after that, I know, because I checked and I knew it was while I was going to be there. So it's not New Year's, I don't think. If it is, then no, I'm not going to be able to be there. But I spent last New Year's in New York, and that was
with
crowded.
I'm spending a week in London, and then a week in Orange County, and then a week in Tucson, and then probably 3 or 4 days in Phoenix. So
what's wrong with you?
I'm going to have to say.
What are you going to Orange County? Who's in Orange County?
My sister and her husband, and in a couple of weeks, my little sister and my parents.
I see. Your little sister's not married yet?
Nope. Yes, to a big guy who hates nerds.
Wait, what?
Yes, she's totally married.
To some giant guy who hates nerds?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. I'll get him everlasting gobstoppers then.
Yep. Istanbul, not Constantinople, says, I hate to sound like a broken record. I hate to sound like a broken record. I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's been a month since the crash. Is it safe to say that anything that's coming back is already back items-wise? No, it is not.
Yeah, it's absolutely not safe to say that. It's still going on.
Now, I have... Well, I got up to 250,000. Like, I'm personally restoring 200,000 to 300,000 player IDs. And I got up to 250,000, but today I went back and looked, and more people have sent requests in since I started.
Yeah, and that keeps happening over on this side, too.
So there's, like, there's 1,000 messages in my personal inbox to deal with.
And there's, you know, that we are getting through them, and I'm going to say the same thing that I've said over and over again. We hope to have everything gone through by Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just where it's at. Although this is always, this sucks. I hate the holidays, Mr. Shellhead. This is always the part of the year where just a million things start happening at once, and there's just never even any time to breathe.
Yeah. Which is why, I don't know. You know me, I'm a fan
just not
of
breathing.
Christmas.
Haplo tells me that the New York City meet is the 7th and 8th of January. So, no, Mr. Skullhead. Yes, Jack.
Right. I also want to apologize, Istanbul, for the way in which I read your question.
Ah, come on, it was funny.
Kind of hopped up on goofballs.
Person named Bob says, forums are still broken. God, this is horrible. So, will there be new intrinsic skills out for the classes? No, probably not. Other people are saying, Dear Mr. Jake, PayPal donations are not working for me. I get, please enter an amount greater than zero message. That must mean that there's something wrong with PayPal. Because that's not a message that you would get from any of my stuff.
Or you should stop trying to donate negative money.
That's true. Because that doesn't work. It used to, back in the day, and that's how Boozer Bear got his first $10 million.
Yep.
But, no, I'll take a look at it. Tiny Plastic Glebe says, who's that black detective who's a sex machine to all the chicks? Which, it's not even right. It's who's the black private dick who's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Shaft.
Oh, boy. Who's that black detective whose sex machine is defective? Might be funny. In other news, I took grammar lessons from Hillbillies What Doesn't Speak So Good.
I think your manner of speaking needs changed.
Are you making fun of that particular grammatical oddity that was preserved?
Yeah.
So a bunch of people made fun of me. Once I got a house and I had a yard that was that I had to mow on a regular basis, I started using a phrase that to me does not sound incorrect, which is the yard needs mowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I still insist that there is not a goddamn thing wrong with that.
I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah, I never was on the shame wagon with you for that one.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you could say, you know, I need my room cleaned, but you can't say my room needs cleaned.
Mm.
It's like sometimes it's okay to omit the to be from the sort of infinitive phrase, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah, and if there's one thing I don't like, it's inconsistency.
Yeah, well, I'm getting the horrible echo again.
Hmm.
So
apparently, last time, Fusiliban said he couldn't hear it.
Okay.
So it should be okay. So Cool says, what is the official policy on scammers? Check out your documentation. We have a kind of a flexible policy on scammers, but basically I publicized a lot of the well-known scams in the A Guide to Some Known Scams. And for those, I kind of feel like we may punish the person who did the scam, we may not, but we're definitely not going to chase around items and meat for people who get caught by these things that are in the documentation as known scams. And also, clan looting is not a scam.
Yes, it's not. Dupler says, how about a hermaphrodite option on gender? No, I don't want Jamie Lee Curtis playing this game.
Yeah.
She's the only hermaphrodite that actually exists. Demia says, is it possible for people to be able to see which players have them on their contact list? I don't want to do that because I don't want people's feelings to get hurt. You know, I thought a long time ago about making notifications whenever somebody added you as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah. That'll just make people sad. The Coffin Robber asks, could there be a chat command slash updates to view the updates without leaving chat? Huh. That's an interesting idea, actually.
So that would just give you, like, a page full of updates and then return you to the chat?
Well, I would say it could just drop the announcements and the latest trivial updates into the chat, just like if you were asking, you know, who's online or whatever. Updates in chat. Boy, this echo is really annoying to me. It just comes and goes like a karma chameleon.
Loving would be easy if your colors were like my dreams.
What colors are those? Red, gold, and green?
Red, gold, and green. You see, the problem that Jick and I have, the weird mental disorder that we have, is we automatically think that speaking lyrics to a song is funny. And the more lyrics you can get in and have it still make sense, the funnier it is.
Yeah, but I mean...
And it took me a while to learn that not everybody shares that opinion.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yep.
The Tortie of Leany says, Jick, really hot picture of you on the player picks page. Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Thor and Adra, who I can't even think of by their game names anymore. I never talk to them in the game. They're actually Pure Beef and Miru, because most of the time when I talk to them now, it's in World of Warcraft.
Ah.
I got my shaman almost to level 30, Mr. Skullhead.
Did you squeeze?
I didn't. They told me not to. What was that guy's name? Mr. Whipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Istanbul, again, not Constantinople, asks, are all bugs related to the crash being fixed? I know one friend who can't proceed because a quest item is completely gone. All bugs are being fixed as we are notified about them.
Or as we get to the notifications that were sent in long ago.
Yeah, I mean, if she sent us a note on October 29th and her player ID happens to be something thousand, something in 50, 100,000. She's probably in the middle
of
that.
Did you say something thousand, something and 150,000?
I have no idea what the hell I was trying to say. Thank you for pointing it out. So, if her ID were, say, 150,000, she would be in the middle of the batch and therefore less likely to get it dealt with as quickly. Because we're doing them by player ID, which is not the best way to do it, but it's a way to do it systematically.
Yeah.
We're working on it, I promise.
Angathirith asks if we've made any progress on the extra profanity version of KOL.
Fuck yeah. Wait, fuck no.
Gosh darn yeah.
You know, I never noticed how little you swear until I started paying attention to it. And now I notice
really?
How much I swear.
You mean even on the show?
Yeah.
Or is that just on the show?
In general, you're just not given to profanity.
Huh.
There's
the myself as a relatively profane person.
God damn it. What the fuck? But, you know, you don't use it like punctuation like I do.
I mean, I tend to only use it when I really require the emphasis, you know.
Mm.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about it, so I'm fine. Olaf the Mediocre says, do not change the Big Rock description. Not sure why I feel so strongly about that.
For everything that exists in our game, there is going to be someone who has a strong feeling about it.
That's true.
I was kind of confused by people who liked the old Cheshire Bat picture. I just didn't think that anybody would say, hey, why isn't it the big old face still?
Yeah.
Although I saw that again recently, and it wasn't as weird looking as I remembered it to be.
Yeah, so, I mean, the only reason I didn't like it is because it was the only familiar image that went out of the borders of the image.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like that, you know?
Yep.
Dork Muffin says, did Jit get my message about the real cause of the forum problems? I guess I did not. I wonder if that's for real. Haywood22 says, when are you going mobile? Being able to play co-op on cell phone would make me more regular, if you know what I mean. Well, of course. You know, because it would add fiber to your diet.
Mm-hmm.
And also some cheese. It would allow you to play KOL while eating cheese if the only fork you have is like a Swiss Army knife style fork inside your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And if eating cheese required a fork.
You know, I'm a little bit annoyed with Matrix Michael now.
Ah, I see. So Dork Muffin made me go through all the trouble of looking this up, and he says that the forums are down because of bird flu.
So Urban Dictionary, that bastion of usefulness. Oh, they published a book. Anyway,
I saw it in the bookstore the other day.
Matrix Michael, who is a KOL player who I met in Columbus, added a Mr. Skullhead definition as, one, the guy at a party that everyone always forgets, two, the archetype of many pop culture icons, Nightmare Before Christmas, Animaniacs, etc. Usage, hey, let's go talk to that Mr. Skullhead. You know, Matrix Michael, I thought we had something.
Let's see. Mule 1 says, and this is a debate that I've been following on the forums, by getting tons of skills from Ascending, Thrust Smack and Lunging Thrust Smack are now even more powerful than the Moxie Advantage. Will they be changed anytime soon? No. It is okay that they are that powerful. It is expensive in terms of meat and in terms of time spent on the game for you to use that strategy. Only a handful of people are really having it impact them in any meaningful way. I mean, like, the people who are at the top of the leaderboards are all doing it because that's the best way to ascend really fast, and that's fine. Like, there is always going to be a best way. I don't buy the argument that it's completely unbalanced somehow because it requires so much work for you to do it, and it's okay. You know? Like, if you want a game where repeat ascension doesn't, you know, that's not really a good thing to say. If you want a game where you don't have that kind of advantage available to you, and there's not like, you know, you have no choice but to use this horrible degenerate strategy, play in hardcore. I mean, that's what it's for. Although, I have a feeling that once people start doing 50 hardcore ascensions, that those leaderboards are going to really get shaken up once people get, you know, huge numbers of hardcore skills. So, maybe we might want to do a diamond core. Where, you're not allowed to equip anything, and you don't ever carry over any skills, and you get nothing for finishing it.
And you get no item drops.
Yeah, not at all.
Although, I still think the, like, locking up the terrarium would be kind of interesting, to where they would have to get the familiars again, bring them to the right weights again, and then that new terrarium would just kind of get dumped at Ascension, and the old terrarium would come back.
Yeah, I feel like you'd... Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that would get messy. Like, you have to get all new familiars. What happens if you buy a Mr. Store familiar on that run?
It would get dumped into your regular terrarium at the end.
So any familiar that you have that you didn't have in your, like, stored, locked-up terrarium would go in there?
No, I mean, we have the ability to say if this player has these three Mr. Store familiars, then we put them into their permanent terrarium.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that bothers me about that is the idea that if you have a mosquito named Roger with you from this run, and you have a mosquito named Shrubbery from a previous run, like, which one does it keep? And that's an incredibly pressing question.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a feature-stopping issue right there.
Well, see, I just figured it would be all of the familiars that you got during that familiar core run would vanish at Ascension.
Unless they were familiars that you didn't already have in your locked terrarium?
No, unless they were Mr. Store familiars.
Okay.
If you didn't have a balloon monkey in your permanent terrarium, then you wouldn't keep the one that you got during your familiar core run.
I see. Familiar core?
Yeah, I know. I just needed a way to talk about it coherently. It didn't have to be pretty.
Yerrick the Real Bad says, don't you dare harm those birds. I can advise you, but don't interfere, and your problems will fly away. Peregrine KT says, pretty unlikely they have babies right now. Put a cat door thing over the holes, wait for them to leave, and then they can't get back in. No, but they'll just peck new holes.
Put a cat door thing on the inside over the holes, and set Ada on them.
Well, there aren't holes. There aren't holes on the inside. They haven't made it. They haven't, like, continued through the drywall. That'd be a friggin' mess, though. Well, the reason that Hot Stuff got so angry and killed that first one was because they were like right across the wall from where he slept while he was here, and they were the most active at about 6 or 7 in the morning, which tended to be like 2 or 3 hours after we went to bed.
Yeah,
and when I say we went to bed, I mean, you know, he went to bed on the couch upstairs, and I went to bed with like a girl downstairs.
You went to bed like a girl downstairs?
I didn't sleep with Hot Stuff. I didn't even sleep, like, at Hot Stuff or near him. Fineldar says, yo, Frizzachins, how about a craps of the world month or something? 10 of some currency for a Mr. Whatever, since everyone wants more Mr. A, like 10 pesos equals crap of one state. Fineldar, you've gone off the fucking deep end, man.
Yep. Frizzakins. Craps of the world.
What now? Sir Pasta says, why not implement a raffle bot to the game? It would be easier, and new players could actually trust sending their meats. Oh, yeah, and V-Word can't take my money if I win. Vagina can't take your money if you win? Yeah. Dude, vaginas can totally take your money.
They infected
the primary goal. Yeah. That's so no. I don't think you were listening to me when I said that there is going to be an in-game Rafflebot analog that will probably roll out tonight.
Right.
So yeah.
Huh. And Ari says, "Dear Jick and Skullhead, I just accidentally put body wash on my hands instead of lotion. What should I do? What you have to do then is get the hose again."
That's true. Because you didn't put the lotion on your skin. Doorknob says, "Hey Jick, a friend of mine and I are coming to Arizona. If you want to smoke some dope, I'll be tech guy with the 70s VW bus." Oh, that guy.
Wait, the guy who smokes dope and drives a 70s VW bus?
Wait, there's no such thing as that.
No.
Freegy says the Mr. A error was when he donated, and it says there was an error communicating between PayPal and KOL, and it tells me to send a KML to you. Go ahead and do that. And I suspect, based on the error messages that I did see earlier, is that PayPal is having some issues. Because if PayPal is having problems, then sometimes they won't be having problems when you put the money in through PayPal, but then by the time you get back to my site and my site tries to talk to PayPal, it'll fuck up. So that's... I'll look into it. Palpy says, "I love your idea for the autosell screen. I have so much worthless food I'll never get rid of because I can't be bothered to find it in an alphabetical list." Gorblax asks if the Suave Mobile equals gold Ferrari. No. It's a black motherfucking Lexus. I got to play Christmas Time in the LBC the other day.
Cool. So Sir Pasta asks, "Why not make it so that you can bind items to the clan stash so people can borrow rares and then get it automatically returned to the stash in an hour?" We talked about that some, and the problem with that is every item in the game is not unique. We don't say, like, this is Sir Pasta's, or this is the Sparkle Motion Clan's spooky hockey mask.
Yeah.
The Sparkle Motion Clan has a spooky hockey mask. So if you took something out of the stash and sent it to a multi, who then sent it to another multi, it would be impossible to track it down automatically in return.
Yeah, or who put it in a store or a display case. I mean, yeah, that would just be a logistical nightmare. I mean, if we could basically make another version of every item in the game that was untradeable,
mm-hmm.
and it'll maybe be able to do that, but no.
Yeah.
Dibigatrigger says, "I'm playing with a hammer next to my computer. Is this stupid?" Yes.
Well, Trigger probably can't hear us anymore because of the hammer through his
eardrums.
Yeah.
A biography for Kenny G. Oh, I see. Yep. Trivia about Kenny G. Loves to play golf when not playing the sax. Hey, his wife is friends with Brooke Shields. That's fantastic.
Kenny G's not gay.
Oh, wait. Fennel Dar pounds 30 to all four states. Yes, the mystical fourth state that only few know of. Yeah.
He's still just making shit up. ha. Panjo says he thinks that your idea for the Quadocell menu is excellent.
The Quadocell menu?
Which I think that would be excellent, too. Yeah. Instead of selling your items, you just send them to somebody who just won't stop asking you for them.
Yeah. Boy. Mr. Salty says, "Can you drop the database again so those of us who didn't get duplicated items get a second chance?"
Oh, yeah.
Doppelheathen says, "Do you or anyone else on the dev team wear any of the clothes from the store or drink out of the shot glasses while working?" I've only ever drunk out of the shot glasses once, but I have one of the pint glasses that I use as my water glass, and I'll periodically wear the t-shirts. A lot of the other guys wear them all the time. The Pretentious Artist is pretty much constantly either wearing one of his shirts or one of ours. It's our wardrobe is getting very wanky.
It's just the American Apparel shirts fit better than most normal t-shirts. So I have like two that are blank that I wear all the time, and then I wear the Kingdom shirts and the Roy shirts.
If you ever want to, don't ever buy those, by the way.
The blank shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because they're like a tiny fraction of what they charge for them retail if you get them as a wholesaler. Yeah. Just so you know. Anyway, so I remember drinking one shot of tequila out of a set of shot glasses that were left at my house from when Hot Stuff took the pictures of them for the store. The only other shot glasses I have there are ones that were, like, defective. And so you pour a shot of whiskey in them, and then by the time you get it to your mouth, it's all poured out.
Okay.
If you're talking, I can't hear you.
I wasn't talking. I was actually making noises, which probably sounded like I was cutting out. And there were noises of frustration at my computer freezing up.
Ah. So, Mr. Ensberger 91 says, when did Jick and Skullhead's mom having sex? When did Jick and Skullhead's mom having sex do
Berserker!
Fifor says, you'll get this too late, but malleable is from malleus, the Latin for hammer. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Although
Mario Batali says, it's from malere to hammer.
It's not from volare to say whoa-oh-oh-oh. Mage Zex says, did you just get that or did you just read something else?
No, I just got it.
Sometimes the jokes have to walk out to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Mage Zex says, hey, JNS. Howdy. Have you guys thought of any new shirt ideas? I seem to remember you guys talking about them a few weeks ago. Yeah, we have shirt ideas. What we lack is the desire to put them in when there's going to be a Christmas rush and we're all going to be traveling all over the damn place. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. It is. Zlaya has asked, based on what happened to it. I mean, basically the reason that the store was so behind for so long was because we introduced the Lime shirts. And so she's asked that we wait until things slow down to introduce any of that. There's one design that I was really excited about, but then the more that I worked on it, the more I just couldn't make it look right. And I think I've finally got something sort of like an idea of how to do it. One thing that I do want to do, and actually probably do pretty soon, because a lot of people have asked for this, and I think it would be cool, is the Lime shirt, but a black shirt with just the lime in the middle of it. Or, you know, the asphalt shirt with the lime in the middle of it, instead of the whole thing being green.
Yeah. But a green lime, right?
Yeah, but a green lime, yeah. Mm-hmm. It would, like a black lime on a black. Although, now that I think about that, it would have to omit the outside border. I wonder what that would actually look like.
I could see that working.
Yeah, I would just have to. I was thinking that I could do it without editing the image at all, but I think that I'll have to, like, thicken some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I know your mom will thicken some stuff once I get down where she is.
Mm-hmm. I liked my joke better. Yeah. Wookmaster. Sometimes you're the Wook-er, sometimes you're the Wook-e. Says, will there ever be hair for guy characters? Yeah, fuck you. Sorry, it's a kind of a well-known fact that I'm bald. So, If you didn't know that, I wasn't, you know, not trying to get all up in Wookmaster's grill.
Olaf the Mediocre says, am I crazy, or is rollover 15 to 20 minutes later these past few days than it has been? That is an or and not an XOR. It's not, I mean, if you were gone for like a month and came back, it might have been 15 or 20 minutes difference. This is all going to stop happening once we get on the new servers.
And then the rollover time will change an hour for everyone else. Instead of changing an hour for us.
Dude, Big Trigger says, will you answer this question?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Don't
forget says, hey, where can we download player made music that is played on the radio? And that is at kol.yqmonline.com.
Gorblack says that if he went to Urban Dictionary, he would define Mr. Skullhead as fucking someone in the clit.
As would most people who contribute to Urban Dictionary.
Yep.
I looked at the site again, and when I was looking at the Mr. Skullhead thing, and I was like, wow, they have a new design, that kind of groovy-looking thing, and nope, still the same really stupid-ass people posting stupid-ass things.
This doesn't look any different than it used to.
I mean, from, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh. But if you just look at random... it's funny. I mean, you don't look at it... Like, honestly, there have been times when I've wanted to know what some bit of slang meant, and I looked on Urban Dictionary and learned what it meant. And to me, it doesn't matter what else is on there, because it has been useful to me for the purposes that it's designed to be useful for. You know? And it's funny to just read random stuff, because that's where... You know, that's where the Mexican avalanche came from, and that's one of the funniest things that I've heard in years.
Arcone says that I didn't say candy.
Whatever.
I said you don't know. Buttons points out that red raw would be a much funnier plural of red rum, and
yeah,
damn it, he's right.
That is funny. Mezzle Squeak says, so, Jick, are you half Latino? Said in the forum somewhere. Yeah, I'm half Chinese, half Mexican. Or, as my dad used to call us, Chincano.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I'm not Asian or Mexican.
What are you? Besides Batman.
Am I not Devo? Mm.
Probably not.
Are we ready to go?
Yep, we actually are.
All right. I'll get to work on the forums. I'll get to work on pushing out Raffle Baffler. A big thanks to Gamma Codre for building Rafflebot in the first place. We tried to figure out a way to work in a nod, but the name just doesn't mean anything.
Mm. But, yes,
but we'll put a thank you in the announcements, because you know, maybe in the acknowledgments page too. That'd be handy.
Yep.
And yeah, because that's awesome. And everyone misses it, and everyone will be so happy with the new one, even though Nightmare thinks it sucks.
Yeah, well, screw that guy.
Yeah, indeed. All right, man. Well, I'll see y'all on Thursday.
No, I'll see you on Wednesday, y'all. And we'll both see you on Monday, and good night.